Ways not to lose. Sounds like a philosophy for living a cautious, if perhaps unexciting, life. But the phrase is also the name of a new CD by a duo called The Wood Brothers, a rootsy journey through American music that, for much of the disc, features just two instruments, acoustic bass and guitar. It's hardly the careful approach implied by the title.
Let's choose what I use.
The Wood Brothers are Chris and Oliver, and this is their first full-length CD project together. They grew up in Colorado, but Chris headed for New York City, where for a decade he's been part of the much-praised experimental jazz trio Modesky, Martin, and Wood. Oliver, meanwhile, headed south to Georgia and a very different music scene. Chris and Oliver Wood join us from member station WGBH in Boston. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, Chris, let's start with you. This may be the most spare sounding disc I've heard in a long time. It's very different from the sounds you've produced with Modesky, Martin, and Wood.
You know, one of the things that attracts me to this project is that it's so different than Modesky, Martin, and Wood, just because, you know, what I'm doing with Oliver is it's just duo. It's all about songs. It's very sort of rootsy and Americana, and it's something in a way that we grew up with our father who sang to us a lot, and so it's kind of like going back to our roots a little bit.
It really sounds like you recorded it on a back porch on a dusty Sunday afternoon somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think that was the idea. Partly because that's just naturally when we first started playing together within the last 3 years, that's just the sound that happened all by itself, you know, and the instruments that we were attracted to and how they combined. And so we wanted to make sure it sounded like that on the record, too.
What did I say? Just when you think that's gone, give it one more day. And I seen you with your head low. Couldn't be found. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day.
Oliver, talk about the first time you guys remember making music together.
Well, let's see. You know, when we were kids, and I guess I was in my mid-teens, and Chris is 4 years behind me, we started playing a little together. I actually started out on the bass and tired of it quickly and passed it down to him, and I switched to guitar, and we would just start jamming together. I guess, you know, basic blues progressions and stuff were the first things that we did, but I'll never forget when we got a four-track recorder, and that was a big deal. And it's funny that we just, after we moved out, we hardly played together for the next 15 years. It's pretty weird.
Since you live in different parts of the country, how did the songwriting process on this disc work? Did you get together and do the writing? Did you do it over the phone? Did you share files back and forth over the internet?
A little
all
of
the
things.
Above. You know how it kind of began with my group, Modesky, Martin, and Wood. We would tour all over the country, and when we were down in the southeast and around where Oliver lived, there was a couple times he came and sat in with us, and that was the first real connection, and where he was up on stage and we were playing together, and he fit in so well, and I was just so impressed by his playing, and not only how good he was, but also how there's this strange familiarity about it, and I realized, wow, there's definitely this blood family connection going on here, something that I can't really explain or figure out what it is, but I could feel it. And then we had this family vacation, and our parents had rented this cabin up in Vermont, and it's not too far from where I live, so I drove there and was able to bring all this, you know, recording equipment and this old National steel guitar that I bought a long time ago and haven't played very much, but it's this amazing guitar from the 30s. And so I brought my bass, and we just set up, and we played together and I recorded a bunch of things. And out of that, it just felt so natural, and we immediately wrote our first song, Tried and Tempted.
I've been thinking about turning around and heading up the stream to climb a mountain of youth. Do you remember when I opened up your box and let the demons out? They fight me nail and tooth. I've been tried and tempted.
That tune is special in a way, I think, because it feels like our sound, I guess.
Right,
you know,
it came without any thinking about it.
We've been playing, you know, apart for so long, but it's kind of now we're actually a young band in a way. You know, we're just starting out in a certain sense, even though we're kind of seasoned musicians and been doing this for a long time.
As brothers, do you think you can kind of sense where the other guy is going, maybe more than you could when you play with others?
Absolutely. I think Chris was referring to that a little bit when we were talking about how much time we've spent apart. You know, we've both been playing for so long and are accomplished on our own, but together it often takes people a while to really fit and mesh, and I feel like Chris and I did that right away. For instance, on our vacation in Vermont or our first meetings with MMW when I would sit in, it was just an immediate connection that I don't know how else to explain it, but that there's sort of this brotherly, innate, psychic even kind of connection where you can anticipate what the other's going to do, and it feels real good to play with somebody like that.
All of the songs on the album are original compositions, save one, Angel Band. It's an old Stanley Brothers tune. Why did you choose to put this particular song on the album?
Well, did the Stanley Brothers write? I think it's traditional, as far as I know.
Right. That's a good point. I remember it from their old recordings. But
right, their recording is the most well-known, probably, and it's wonderful.
Oliver actually learned it from a Joan Baez compilation that we had. She put out a box set about 10 years ago that included some recordings with our father, Bill Wood.
My latest son is sinking fast. My race is nearly run.
They actually played together in the kind of folk scene, the late 50s around Cambridge, Harvard area. And my father had a radio show there, and Joan would come and they'd sing together, and I think they performed a little bit together. So we got this present basically from him. He was real proud of, you know, he ended up on this box set with Joan Baez, and that song was on there, and I think Oliver learned it, and I remember he sent me his interpretation of it, and it gave it a real sparse gospel feel that I just loved.
I've almost gave
Are you aware, as you play a song that's so old, such a traditional song, that you're right down there on the foundation of American music in a lot of ways?
Yeah, you know, and it's definitely, I don't want to try to think about it too much, especially while I'm playing it.
Never think.
Ultimately, I just, you know, you just got to try to feel it, because it really... Yeah, it's coming from a tradition, but it's also got to be coming from inside yourself, too, to make it valid, you know, for now. So John Medeski, actually from Medeski Martin Wood, produced this record, and he's like another brother to me, and just had great subtle hints and advice about that very thing, you know, like remember where this is coming from and, you know, try to approach it a little bit like this and like that. And so you take this advice, but then you just, when it comes down to it, you just got to feel it.
Chris and Oliver Wood joined us from member station WGBH in Boston. Their CD, Ways Not to Lose, was released by Blue Note Records. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can hear the song Chocolate on My Tongue and other cuts from the CD at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen will return next week. I'm Don Gagne.